Well, it's now been a year since the ABC's Four Corners revealed the abuse at the Dondale Detention Centre that triggered the Royal Commission into Youth Detention and Child Protection in the NT. Tomorrow, as part of a coordinated global protest, there'll be rallies in capital cities around the country calling for an end to deaths in custody and to shut youth prisons. The Wire's Bonnie Parker caught up with two Aranda grandmothers who are involved with the protest in Alice Springs.
I'm Veronica Kwade. I'm Pamela Kwade.
You've got the Day of Action coming up on Friday. What's the message for that?
Well, the kids are still getting locked up and there have been more deaths in custody. And we want to talk about having the children come out to the homelands where we feel it's safe to manage and care for them without them being locked up in the cells. And our rally tomorrow is about remembering those who have passed on in custody, especially Kumanjay Briscoe, Kumanjay Jew and Kumanjay Wayne Fella Morrison, and the recent deaths in custody in Tamworth. And we also want to talk strongly about shutting down the youth prisons. The main thing is that the use of spittles and restraints are banned, that community-led, culturally appropriate alternatives to prisons are rigorously pursued and invested in.
At the moment, there's the Royal Commission into Youth Detention. Do you have any concerns with that?
Well, our main concern is that we don't want to see it being ignored and that it may be shoved under the carpet.
Do you feel that that's what happened with previous commissions?
Yes, certainly.
What would you like to see as the alternative to youth detention?
Well, we want to see that we have a community-led, culturally appropriate program where we could sit together with the government agencies so that we can have cultural awareness out on the homeland where they can have their roles and responsibilities and understanding of maintaining their lands in regards to our skin and kin, where they don't have to be locked up in a jail system, where they don't have that space and acknowledgement of their law and culture. We'd like to, as grandparents, make it right for them to do their learning out on the homeland.
The rally on Friday is coinciding with different action around the country. How important is it, do you think, to have a united approach to it?
It's very important so that we get our voices heard nationally and globally. So it'll be in Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide, Texas, Vancouver, Berlin and the UK and many other places.
It's 2017 and this kind of thing is still happening. Are you hopeful that this kind of action is going to get heard by the right people?
Yes, we are very hopeful and we're going to be very loud tomorrow and we hope that we get our messages across as grandmothers.
People that might be listening to this and want to do something to make a difference to the situation, do you have any advice for the kind of everyday person?
Come out and interact with our grandmothers, come out and hear our stories, listen to us and take part in the rally tomorrow. One touch, touch all. We need to stand up together.